Grossar, welcome to Tales of Wales. This is a Throwback Thursday episode, which when we look back through the vaults of our past episodes. So if you're a first-time listener and you're up to date with the most recent ones, this is a chance to go back to our old episodes. And you can find the link to the episode in the description of this episode. I've said episode a lot there. Or if you're a long-time listener...
Also, the clips we usually put are nothing to do with the title because it's just us talking shite. But it gives you a taster of what we're talking about.
We're re-recording this because you must have been sick of the three intros we've done for ages. So no further ado, here's this week's episode.
Sound familiar? Beautiful.
Yeah, baby. What are you on tonight?
What are you drinking?
Oh, I've finished a bit on Trent's Finest. That's gone down. Like a swill to a pig that has already been consumed. So I'm on the Bud Lights tonight. Pint cans of Bud Light. They were on offer in old co-op, so I grabbed a few of them.
Well, my partner, who isn't a big drinker, has become a big drinker. I've worked my magic on it. No, she's having a bit of a tough old time at work, so she's having more wine than she normally would have, which is an absolute red bottle of wine to a bull with me, because I'm like, oh, great, I get some.
I was going to say, I didn't mean to say I love that as in to Emma struggling at work. What I meant to say I love that is you've obviously gone, listen, the best way to deal with it, right, is fucking crack open a bottle, get it down you.
Well, I've not been pushing it, but she's like, oh, I'm going to have a glass of red, and then like two glasses of red.
I don't believe it for a second. Even if it's not overtly, you've been giving the little looks across
when
the room
and
going...
When she stops pouring, I just put my hand at the bottom of the hilt keep pushing. That ain't going to touch the sides.
Putting bottles of wine in places that are really obvious to see, you know? Just this sort of thing.
She was like, oh, I really would love a bottle of wine. I was like, oh, well, I'll go to the shops for you then. And I said, like, I'll tell you what, I'll pick up some for myself, shall I? Get some on the way.
I don't even mind going.
So I went over and I bought some Dutch Carlsberg Pilsner. Isn't that weird?
Oh, Pilsner. Yeah.
Isn't that weird? Dutch
Carlsberg.
Smoking a pancake.
Yeah. Oh, that's a keeper.
Oh, that's a keeper. Yeah, so I'm on the Pilsner, which I really is because, it was like a crate for eight, which is always pretty good going for £8.
Crate for eight. That's always good. That's why it rhymes.
Why it rhymes. I was quite happy with that when I said that then.
It was good, very good. I thought it sounded like, I was like, is it off the cuff or is he planned that? Because
that's completely off the old noggin.
It's obviously agrees with you. The Carlsbergs or Pilsners are quite good, actually. I don't mind.
Yeah, they're nice, man. Do they even do normal Carlsberg anymore, though?
I don't know. I think maybe Pilsner's pushed out the usual, isn't it? I think it's the standard now. Yeah. Yeah.
I like saying that to pretty much anything. So sometimes I'll be like, oh, yeah, it's Cardoni now. And they call it progress. I mean, yeah, it is. It's good progress.
What was it you were saying to me the other day when we went up on our road trip? Oh, rah, rah, rah. And he was like, oh, rah, 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 about calling it progress.
Yeah, rah, 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 rah. Like, I think we should all start using rah, rah, rah as a like a shorthand for yabbering on or just like filling the gap. So I went to Tesco's, rah rah rah, got some booze in, rah rah, lady the till was giving a bit of this, rah rah rah.
And, I feel it's more effective than blah as well.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
As pushed out blah, rah. I mean, they call it progress, but
they call it progress. Yeah. Rah, anyway, I was in work the other day, rah rah rah, giving it a bit of this, and you got to always move your hand with it. I'd love it.
Rah, rah rah
rah. Rah, 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 you know what it is.
Anyway. Had a lot of fun with it on the way up.
Yeah. I was always in a Chinese, rah, rah, rah. I got my crispy beef there. It was banging. it's in for anything. It could be a good thing or a bad thing, but you just got to add a bit of rah, rah, rah to your life.
Exactly. But take it from us, guys.
But it does come a bit addictive because I say it in work all the time. So I'm like, right. So I'll email this, rah, rah, rah. I'll get... It sounds really dismissive.
I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for it to be overused in your head, and then you'll come up with something else. You'll be like, look, mate, I'm going back to blah, okay? Blah, blah, blah. It's the new rah, rah, rah.
I do quite like blah, blah, blah. It's a good one. Blah, blah,
it's
blah,
already,
blah.
It's already coming back. I called it.
I call it progress.